You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a sundial? Being able to tell time, and more importantly, accurately tell time, is incredibly important to people. Think about it. When does the school day start? World records in an Olympic race, cooking chicken in the oven, they all require tools to measure and tell time. 2,000 years ago, people didn't have wristwatches or cell phones with clocks or atomic clocks, so they used the sun and sundials to tell time. The Earth turns on its axis, that imaginary line going through the Earth from the north celestial pole to the south celestial pole. And as the Earth turns or rotates on its axis, the sun seems to move across the sky from horizon to horizon. The sun appears to move from east, where it rises, to west, where it sets. And the sun casts a shadow from a sundial onto the ground. And that's a good way to be able to tell time, because the shadow's position changes throughout the day as the sun's position changes throughout the day. And this change in the shadow's position can be used to tell time. However, sundials really only tell local time, and this is the challenging part. The time will change slightly from day to day. This variation throughout the year is due to a number of reasons. The Earth is not straight up and down, but rather it's tilted slightly on its axis, about 23.5 degrees. This means that as the sun revolves around the sun for part of the year, the Earth's celestial north pole is pointed towards the sun, and part of the year, it's pointed away from the sun. A sundial has to be corrected for the longitude, or how far east or west a sundial is placed on the Earth. And another factor impacting accuracy is that sundials don't account for daylight savings time. Now, the raised portion of the sundial, the part that casts the shadow, is called a, and this is a weird word, a gnomon. And that's spelled G-N-O-M-O-N. So here's an activity, a fun one, to make a sundial in your own backyard. First, jam a nice, tall, straight stick into the ground. Then, on the very next sunny day, start early in the morning. Make sure it's a nice, sunny, clear day. And hopefully you'll be able to start at sunrise and go through the day until sunset. Every hour, on the hour, see where the shadow of the stick is on the ground. And then place a brick or a stone on the shadow. Make sure that it's pretty far away from the stick. By the end of the day, you'll have a large semicircle of stones where each stone is an hour of the day. If you start and finish the same time, say 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., 12 noon will be your stone at the top middle of the circle of stones. And with this method, you can get pretty accurate time, easily to the half hour. And if your circle or semicircle is very, very large, you can even get time to the quarter hour. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of a sundial. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.